Oh boy.
Welcome, everybody, to episode 359 of RP Grinders. I'm your host, Frank Branches, alongside my trusty cohorts, Eric the Great, Breakman the Bold, and making his, I guess, temporary return, the Frosty One himself. What's up, Mug? How you been, man?
I've been busy. It's been hectic. But, you know, I'm here. I'm not away so much as, you know, if... You know, as long as nothing specifically going on Fridays, it's just I've had two weekends. I think it's the two weekends where, you know, shit's specifically been going on, and one weekend where I was having technical problems and I couldn't get Skype to work. Mm.
So those sound like excuses to me. That's what it sounds like to me.
No, they're just facts. Like, so
a,
I mean,
a bunch of excuses not to be on the show.
Actually, this kind of sucks because there were a couple times where it's like I would really, really rather be home doing the show than this. But
for sure, man.
I've been there.
Yeah.
I'd always rather be doing this show than something else, pretty much, except for, like, you know, everything else, you know, like spending time with the family, taking them to the movies on a Friday night, you know, when opening movies are out, you know, shit like that. I would much rather be doing this.
Oh, my God, the family. Jesus. God, why don't you kids get a life?
I know.
Get their own damn jobs and buy their own damn movie tickets.
You know what I think should happen? They should lower the age to be able to drive to 13 so my son could drive. Just do it right now. You know, just fucking do it. You and your sister go play. Go do
like
something.
Maybe they could limit it to, like, scooters or something.
Why don't you just do it like they did when we were kids? Walk or ride your fucking bike.
Well, they have bikes. They should.
Well, there you go. There you go. Exactly. Good luck, kids.
Exactly. Walk or why don't kids walk or
motorbikes.
Ride their bikes anymore? I think it's because of that stupid stranger danger BS. You know what I mean? Like, people think that their kids are going to get taken or something, and it's just so. I mean, the chances of that are so low. We've chronicled that on the show before. But without further ado, let's get started with the news. Eric, start spreading the news. You know,
Silicon Era stuff this week, because apparently there wasn't much Gematsu stuff this week.
Oh, we're back to the evil S. You know, we have evil G, now we have evil S. Go ahead, Eric.
Sekai Project is bringing Wagamama High Spec to the West.
What is Wagamama High Spec, man?
What?
Wagamama means selfish.
Yeah. You broke up there. Go ahead, Eric.
Anyway,
selfish.
Apparently it's not even out in Japan yet because it's dated for April 28th of 2016.
Huh.
But it's a romantic comedy. You play as romantic comedy manga Arthur, and apparently the council president discovers the secret because apparently he just was doing this in secret.
Hey, what part does Sandra Bullock play in this game?
And she basically blackmails him into joining the student council if she keeps it a secret.
Mm. All right, so April 28th. Are we getting this here in the United States, Eric?
I just said coming to the West.
All right.
It's an announcement that it's coming to the West, but it's not even out in Japan yet. So.
Yeah, that's – oh, boy. I hate those news stories. Why don't they just wait till they get the fucking
game? I guess Sekai Project is a publisher and a localization group.
All right.
So I guess they acted on this pretty quickly.
Speaking of Sekai Project, Breakman, can you do the next story, please?
Coming to us live from Senkai Project. Wait a minute. No, coming to us live from Silicon Era. Senkai Project's first original
IP. It's not Senkai, it's Sekai.
Sekai.
Sorry. Sekai Project's first original IP is called Japanese School Life. Dear God, shoot me now.
Wow, it's like I've been away, and Break is kind of like has like kind of filled in for me. It's cool.
That's like the Sick, most generic title ever, but okay.
Sekai Project has revealed that its first original IP will be called Japanese School Life. It's to be a visual novel in which you play an exchange student who is filled with anxiety and excitement as they attend school in Japan for a year.
Sounds kind of like Go Go Nippon, but
that's all we need is more teen angst visual novels or manga, man. I mean, come on.
They will have two Japanese high school girls keeping them company during their stay. Oh, well.
I would like to say, though, I'm pretty certain the most generic game title of all time is just Gun.
Gun?
Yeah, that was pretty bad. that was kind of a decent game.
I thought an acronym, but no, it's just Gun.
It's just Gun.
All right, go ahead.
You'll be able to partake in many activities while at the school, including attending Comiket, as well as apparently easily understand the culture, customs, and love in Japan by playing Japanese School Life.
maybe it'll be better than Go Go Nippon.
Dungeon Buster says,
there's nothing good about this. Just move along.
Yeah, there's really nothing. He says, oh, great, another school-orientated setting. Yeah, that's what, right. I'm saying, man. Like, what, can't they do, like, different settings with adults? And I don't know.
Dude, are you British now?
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
No.
Then read it correctly. You said school-oriented.
Whatever. Whatever.
Orientated.
God, yes, damn you it. Did. Fuck you guys. Let's go on. Mug, next story.
Illuminati.
All right. Coming to us from snotty whatever. Highway Blossoms is a... Okay, this is a little different. Is a Yuri visual novel set in the American Midwest.
Oh,
so yeah, so we're gonna have some. I forget what Yuri is. It's like it's some romantic
lesbian
thing. Okay, so lesbian, you know, lesbian anime chicks in the Midwest, eh?
You had me at lesbian.
Yeah, I know. Sekai Project has announced that it's publishing Alien Works' Yuri visual novel Highway Blossoms. No release date has been given. It's set in the American Midwest at a time when prospectors discover an old gold rush miner's journal and attempt to solve the cryptic clues within to find the miner's hidden treasure.
Legend of Curly's Gold.
you think that Highway Blossoms is a euphemism for something else?
I don't know. There's no mention of Lotus anywhere, so you never know.
All right, continue on, Mug.
While all this is going on, Amber. Oh wow, it's like they're really going for, you know. Although
originality, man.
Well, no, I'm just my thought is like
that's a Western name for a Western setting, so it's not surprising.
Yeah, that's kind of like it's not, you know, Mariko or whatever.
Okay. Her parents, Bob and Janet.
Although I don't know if this company is actually a Western or a Japanese developer.
Yeah, but while all this is going on, Amber, the game's protagonist, is wandering the Midwest in an inherited motor home, so she's white trash, while mourning the loss of her grandfather. Along the way, Amber picks up a hitchhiker called Marina, which is kind of, you know, Japanesey, Marina, along the deserts of New Mexico. That's when things start to look up.
So basically,
and that's the end of the fucking story.
Oh boy,
there's no detail at all.
They basically just made three announcements.
I'm actually interested in this one above all the other ones. Like,
I could have given you the press release that they gave me instead.
I think I've seen this movie.
Yeah. I mean, it's
well,
it's,
at least the first 15 minutes, but then I'm done.
Yeah. But it's like if it's well, yeah. God, you're such a dick. at least you're stroking your dick. Anyway, but I mean, it's like I don't know if this is a Japanese company doing like basically a, you know, a setting in you know, like an American setting, whether it's a period piece or not. It's like that's actually kind of intriguing to me.
I guess. I mean, I don't know how Japanese developers can really understand America. It's like the opposite that when we try to make Japanese type themes like Japanese anime or anything like that, manga or anything like that, we just don't know how to do it.
Well, it depends.
It's not that we don't know how, it's just that we don't care, I think.
Well, it's like I've seen plenty of things where it's like they just lean like Western developers or writers who want to do Japanese like anime style stuff, they just rely on all the tropes.
But
the thing is, what's interesting is that In a lot of instances, it's hard to tell the difference because the Japanese writers rely on all the same tropes.
Yeah, yeah, I know. But I don't see how this can be good, but I am intrigued at the very least.
I'm just curious to see like how it'll turn out if it is actually a Japanese developer.
I like adventurous stuff like that. Like movies, even cheesy movies like Curly's Gold, like that was all
right. I don't know if they are. I'm looking them up right now about Alienworks.
Yeah. All right, let's go on to the next story from Silicon Era. Underhero attempts to turn RPG conventions on their head. Underhero is an upcoming action RPG that attempts to turn RPG conventions on their head. Didn't I just fucking say that? Oh, yes. My God, Silicon Era. I'm shaking my fist.
They are the Daily Mail of game news sites.
They really are. They're horrible. If you've recently played Undertale, then you may see some resemblances here, both in the title and its goal. However, Underhero plays rather differently to Undertale. In fact, its creators reckon it's a love letter to Paper Mario. It's a 2D side-scrolling RPG adventure with timing-based So what in that is turning conventions on their head exactly? Anyways, Underhero deviates from... Oh, here we go. Here it is, guys.
I'm excited too.
Hold on. The anticipation is
building.
Hold
on. I got to hold my breath.
All right, here we go. Underhero deviates from other RPGs right at its start.
I'm looking at this for Alienworks, and it sounds like it's an international group, but it's based in a Western setting.
Yeah. Within the first few minutes of the game, the hero is killed with the evil minion that killed them taking their place. Oh, boy. You can breathe now. Break. If you want to try...
I got an anti-hero. Yeah.
Wait.
Okay.
That's it. I held my breath for that.
Yeah, you held your breath for that, man. And there's an Indiegogo campaign.
I think some brain cells died holding my breath that long.
Okay, well, you'll grow them back.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool.
Exactly right, man.
All right, let's go.
The shark of RP grinders, man. So there you go. It's it has an Indiegogo campaign, and you can download the demo. Yippity-doo. It doesn't sound any different to me. Like, it's just Paper Mario. Paper Mario clone, folks. There you go.
What's the shark of RP grinders? What was that?
That was a reference to the brain cells regenerating. Humans do that too. Yeah, but not like sharks, man. It's different. Dungeon Buster says, if Japan made an Alamo game but turned Santa Ana into the Mexican version of Oda Nobunaga with a flying adobe castle and made Davy Crockett a party member, he'd play it. Yeah, so
that's awesome, dude.
That sounds like something that you'd see out of that Makai Tengyo game series. Something like that.
Tengai Makyo. Yeah, Far East of Eden.
Yeah.
As long completely backwards.
Yeah. I am only in if there is a quest for him to obtain his coonskin hat.
Yep. There you go.
Dude, somebody needs to get on like RPG Maker or whatever and do this, because talk about a setting that's underutilized.
You know what they should make? They should make an RP Grinders game, like an RPG Maker RP Grinders game, and like it's a quest to find Mug, and then there's like hidden characters like Stealth and some of the previous like people that have been on the show, and then it's like me bitching all the time and Breakman like fucking up words all the time.
No, see, it's a quest to find Mug. I'd be at the bar getting Mug.
We find you at the
found
bar.
Him.
Yeah, yeah, I found the mug. I found the mug right here. Frosty one at that.
The problem is, like, once you found me, then you'd have to start censoring everything because you have all the orgies.
I think Break should have an innate status ailment that makes him leave occasionally. Ooh, and then we have to go back to the bar and find him.
You know what would be really cool? If we had, like, NPCs like Dungeon Buster and Gripper and even MXT. MXT is like the antagonist of it.
I think MXT
will be a summon.
Freak 5 Chaos should be the antagonist.
Yeah, that's true. Freak 5 will be the antagonist. Yeah, there you go. That's a good idea, man. We could have Would You Rathers. Like, the puzzle games that involve Would You Rathers and, like, like Stinkos and Sweetos.
That'd and I could sweet. Have a harmonica attack.
Oh my god, that would be the worst thing ever. Yeah. And then I have the power of exile, so you start your summon with your harmonica, and I just hit a button, and you just disappear. That,
wait a minute,
it would be we'd be the least effective party ever.
I was going to say, we're on the same team, and he's trying to cancel out your attack.
Yeah, I have an exile.
Every time I go to attack, exiled.
Yep, exile, and then like your attack just fizzles out. That's awesome.
Basically, man. It's like you force me to hide, like Edward or Gilbert did in Final Fantasy IV.
Oh man, that'd be awesome. Dungeon Bush says, "Ha ha."
Maybe that's why his singing was so bad, because all the harp notes hurt the enemies.
Yeah, that's true. Man,
that's funny. All right, let's move on to the next story, Eric.
No, you didn't get the really quote Dungeon Buster. You got interrupted. Go ahead, say it.
I said, ha ha, I choose you, MXC.
There you go.
Explanation. Yep. Got to get that in there. All right.
Explanation.
Yep. This is another silly string article. Heroes of Loot puts a shooter in your dungeon crawler on the PS Vita. And it says combination of traditional dungeon crawler with an arcade shooter and different classes you play as, like, it has projectile weapons, including the warrior, who just sounds a lot like Gauntlet, actually.
Yeah.
Wait, this
sounds like, what, this Guardian entire, Heroes?
This entire story is a lie because it's on the PS Vita.
What's the PS Vita?
The mythical PS Vita, yeah.
I mean, man, it's like the system's been around for four years.
It's also on PC, iOS, and Android.
I'm actually kind of glad I never got a Vita.
I've got a Vita and a Vita TV.
Yeah, I'm kind of glad I never got one.
There is a handful of good, and there's actually some really good games on the Vita. They're just
I'm sure.
Yeah, the PSP has some amazing games. It has some of the best games I've ever played.
Yeah, like PSP
Mega
has
Man powered up. I'd imagine the Vita is the same thing.
Yeah. One of the nice
lots of crap, but just some amazing titles too. Yeah. But unfortunately,
One of the best games on the Vita is coming to the PS4 in the form of Gravity Rush. Hmm. But you know, like one of the nice things, they did that.
They're at least 60 FPS now.
I know. But like the Uncharted game on that system on the Vita was actually really good. One of the things that they added that nice things about that game that I wish they would add into like the HD re-releases and the new one is the fine tuning by moving the controller. Mm. It's like you could use the right stick to to look around like you would normally, but you could fine tune by just tilting a little bit. Mm. And I was just like that. It worked really well. It would be nice to have that as an option
if the game's being basically ported, then we'll have extra shoulder buttons. So why not use those?
Mm. Well, Golden Abyss isn't. Mm. It's only the Uncharted trilogy is like it's just one, two, and three.
I guess the Vita for me, like there wasn't. I'm probably wrong. There's probably a million good RPGs for the Vita.
Don't be stingy.
Shit, you give me one.
It's like if you're into indies and stuff like that, if you want indie gaming on the go, then the Vita is a great system for you. But when it comes to there's not a lot of RPG support, at least not in the US.
Yeah, see, that's the thing.
We may see the ports of the Trails games. If XSEED can ever iron that shit out, there's some legal wrangling that has to go on there. Yeah.
See, this is kind of the reason I don't have an Xbox One or PS4. I just haven't been impressed with the RPGs on either system. You know, I just. Yeah.
I mean, I completely understand that. I mean, if that's what you're going for, then, But, I mean, like, the main reason that I was like, okay, I'm going to get a Vita was there's going to be a new East game on the Vita.
Yeah, that's
cool. If they announced a new, like, Final Fantasy Tactics 2 was coming to the Vita, I'd probably go buy one tomorrow.
Yeah. Gripper says, I like my Vita. Great if you have PS Plus.
That's true.
I don't have PS Plus right now. I mean, only because I only have a PS3 and a PSP. Like, it's not to me. It's really not worth it right now.
The thing is, the PS Plus has been like a really good deal for a while.
It's a good deal.
Adding, yeah. Yeah, I mean, like just adding all the the instant game library or whatever. And every once in a while, it's like, I mean, sometimes, like, eventually you're going to start, like, okay, I've got these games already. Or it's just, I'm not interested in these games. Like, one of the ones for next month is Super Meat Boy. I'm like, I couldn't give a flying fuck about that game.
It's okay. That game's good, but it's way too hard. Like,
yeah,
like,
and that's that kind of, you know, that's just basically, like, you know, bang your head until you get it, manage to complete it kind of difficulty.
Like that.
That shit just does not appeal to me.
Yeah, I agree. Well, let's move on. Who was reading the last story?
I was, so who is it now?
I'll read it. We're on to what?
Cyberpunk. Ooh, this is... Oh,
okay.
Never mind.
Oh, yes. That will... Coming to us live from Silly String... You know, Silly Super String Theory. Cyberpunk RPG Dex is being enhanced for consoles. Dex, the 2D cyberpunk RPG, is heading to consoles, and it's being enhanced for the occasion. Didn't you just say this in the headline?
Yes.
It was released for PC earlier this year. Holy crap, they used release properly. Specifically, it'll be heading to the PlayStation 4, PlayStation Vita, Xbox One, Wii U. The enhancements.
Good lord, they're gonna bring it on everything.
I know. The enhancements included, like, and also the Wonder Swan.
the Phantom. Yeah.
The enhancements include manual saves, improved AI, revamped AR/cyberspace modes, improved gamepad support. Well, I would hope so if you're doing it on the, you know, consoles.
Well, no, because they also plan on doing this PC, so that's what that means.
And support for German, French, and Hungarian, which is kind of arbitrary.
Oh,
these will also come to the PC version once the console versions have launched.
I'm disappointed.
I guess Hungary really wants this game.
I'm disappointed. Yeah. No Punjabi. That's
yeah, I know. Or Suomi,
yep.
which is Finnish. But Dex is designed as a tribute to classic 90s adventure games. It focuses on nonlinear play inside the futuristic city of Harbor Prime. There you can meet the inhabitants, face the city's challenges, roam neon-lit streets, and augment your character with skills and implants. The overarching story of the game involves an enigmatic AI striving to reach the singularity, an event in which artificial intelligence will surpass that of humans, and all bets about the future will be off.
I have a question.
It
Are
looks
they,
nice.
It does look nice. Is this inspired by and Dungeon Buster says what? No 3DO? No 3DO. And no, what is that, Ouija or Wea or whatever that stupid system was that they came
Ouija?
Out with? Ouija, whatever. I don't know what
the Philips CDI.
Like. Yeah, the Philips CDI.
God.
ColecoVision? The Seiko Pico.
ColecoVision, yes.
When they said Cyberpunk.
The Coleco Atom. I had one of those.
The Amiga, anyways. When they say Cyberpunk.
Everybody hates the Jaguar.
I wonder if it's inspired by the tabletop.
I never met anybody that owns a Jaguar.
Yeah.
I used to know someone who did.
Yeah, Gripper says, doesn't everybody hate the 3DO? I don't remember anybody liking that system, to be honest. Like,
the only thing I liked about 3DO. It is that it had a port of a Super Street Fighter 2 Turbo.
Mm. Yeah, and it actually had a really good port of that, and the best port available of Samurai Shodown.
Maybe Gripper or Dungeon would know, like, if Cyberpunk.
It also
like...
would have had Police Knots had they not canceled it. And that would have been brought to the West.
I mean, because when you read about, like, the implants and, like, you know, that type of stuff, that kind of rings like cyberpunk. Like
yeah, I mean, that's when I first saw that, I was thinking Shadowrun.
Yeah, something like
but,
that.
But, I mean, it's like, right? Well, it says, like, you know, 90s, you know, adventure games and stuff like that. I mean, that's, you know, it does ring true to that sort of vibe to me anyway.
Yeah. All right, let's move on to the next one, Break.
Coming to us live from, God, thank you, Destructoid. control an abandoned dog in a city in action RPG Home Free.
I like this already. I like the idea. Go ahead.
The dog's carrying pizza in the picture.
Yeah, and big ham bone or something.
Well, obviously, what the hell else would a dog be carrying?
Anything. It's a dog. It'll eat anything it can get in its damn mouth. The first few moments of the Kickstarter trailer for Home Free bring up sad memories of the Futurama episode Jurassic Park, which, if you didn't see, it's when Fry finds out his dog was sitting there waiting for him until it died because, you know, he never came back.
No, he never found that out, remember? That was just something that the audience got to see.
Oh, that's right. You're right.
What do we want? Fry's dog. When do we want it? Fry's dog. Yeah.
thankfully, Home Free isn't all heart-wrenching. Eventually, the pit bull in the video realizes it needs to learn to fend for itself, striking out into the unknown city full of other stray dogs, scavenge food,
specific legislation,
right? Scavenge food and dangerous traffic. Maybe the doggy even finds a new home. Yeah, the pit, and it definitely is going to get targeted. Yeah. City, and that'll probably be DLC. Home Free City is procedurally generated, so it should really give the feeling of being lost, even on repeat playthroughs. Wow, that's cool. This is one of those Kickstarter projects that makes me wish I were independently wealthy. Okay, says the software. You know, this is what takes
for you to be independent. That's procedural generation done right.
The fact I have to get up and go to work like 5 days a week is enough for me to want to get up and be independently wealthy. Sure, I want to play this game when it releases, but more than that, I'd love to see my best furball friend, Holly?
Holly?
I think that's Holly because I don't think that.
Do we really need to talk about the private lives in people's articles?
I know. Yeah, it's really
that they
weird.
Feel the need to even tell us in the first place?
It's yes. Destructoid. I mean, that's kind of their thing. They are much, you know, Silicon Era is basically an info dump, and Destructoid is try to actually have personality, which
I don't have personality, but this is getting into life stuff.
Yeah, we don't need to know about his furry friend Holly when we can talk about my dog Harley.
Dungeon Buster says he'll grind up till he can attack cars and win. That'd be awesome. Like you. Level up your pit bull where he can just like take chunks out of cars. That'd be badass,
man. Or like wrench the bumpers off of taxis.
Yeah, sweet.
The crowdfunding campaign for Home Free launched today and is currently over 25% of the way to its 50,000. Wow, that's cool. Base funding goal. So sorry, I got 25,000. Or I mean, 25. Great math skills.
13.5.
I know. I'm just
a ratty looking fucking dog.
You have
like
a
certain.
I know the guy. He posted a link to the picture of his dog, and it's just like this. It looks like a fucking hedgehog.
Oh my god!
It does.
I'm looking at. Okay, first of all,
there's no list to breeds of dog we know. Apparently, there's a pit bull, and they're announced for a stretch goal that they'll add corgis. Other than that, we have no idea what breeds of.
What are you talking about? Corgis should be there by default.
I want a special attack. I want a special attack where you can pee on people, like, you know, businessmen on the street. Like,
you do that in Okami and poop.
Oh, like Postal 2?
And if you spend a shit ton of time grinding for the money, you can also get a brown rage, which is where you poop on people.
Sweet.
Poop on them.
And I also want the ability to summon the dog from like Nightmare on Elm Street 3 that can pee fire.
Oh yeah,
that's
good.
What I want. That
he didn't just pee fire. He summoned Freddy.
Yep, which was awesome.
Move, of course, you have to hump the leg of every victim.
Yeah, right.
It's like you the best part of that friggin' movie.
Hump him to death. I like 3, man. 3 was good. Like the whole.
No, that was in 4, man.
No, that was 3.
That wasn't 3.
I promise you it was the beginning of 4. That's how
I'm
they brought him back.
Sure. Maybe you're right.
Because it had Kincaid, the black guy who survived Nightmare 3 and then died. Right. It's like, Freddy's back! Yeah,
I know it wasn't 2 in the third one, so I'm thinking he's probably right.
Are you sure it's not 3, Dream?
I'm absolutely certain. Because I just watched 3.
All right. I don't know if you guys got this ad, but I got this ad on here. I don't even know what it's for. I put it up in chat, but it's like contest, mommy's best action pack. And it's like got this like chick with like these steel boobs or something. Like,
mommy's bed is action packed. Is that
maybe Weapon of Choice, which is like a Contra type of game?
I don't know what the hell.
Weapon
that
of Choice is also a rap group.
Mommy's best action pack is what it says. I bet it's mommy's best action pack.
I was gonna say I've gotten into your mommy's action pack a few times.
Mommy's right. Breast action.
Yeah, exactly. Huh? All right, this next story comes to us from Destructoid. It's Level 5 forms new company for world domination. Studio sets up subsidiary in California. I like Level 5, so this is good news. Level 5 in Japan's top advertising firm Dentsu have formed a new company, Level 5 Abbey, located in Santa Monica, California. Isn't that don't doesn't Sony have like God of War? Isn't it Santa Monica Studios?
Yeah, Sony Santa Monica is the God of War studio.
Located in Santa Monica, Level 5 Abbey aims to bring... excuse me. It's choking me up, man. Aims to bring Level 5's video games and anime to a global audience, promoting popular brands like Yo-Kai Watch. If I hear fucking Yo-Kai Watch anymore, like, that's all we fucking talk about.
It's the new Pokemon, basically. Holy it's fuck, like, man.
And the upcoming
Yo-Kai Watch. The anime starts next week.
And the upcoming Snack World. Snack World. Who the fuck's heard of Snack World?
Talked about Snack World.
With a multi-pronged approach, launching games, TV shows, toy lines, comics, and more. While the company is officially headed by Level 5 founder and president Akihito Hino, Level 5's Abby's day-to-day operations will be overseen by Yukari Hayakawa, the subsidiary COO. Next week, Disney XD will begin airing the Yo-Kai Watch anime in North America. A month later, hoping to replicate the success of Pokemon, Nintendo of America will publish the first entry in the multi-million-selling Yo-Kai Watch role-playing game series for Nintendo 3DS on November 6th. Oh, and in case you were wondering, Abby is a portmanteau of all or anything and hobby. So there you go. There you go. Okay. I don't know what to think about that. If it's just based on the Yo-Kai Watch property, I'm not interested. You
know, I haven't seen that. I actually don't know anything at all about Yo-Kai Watch. It's just I'm completely oblivious to it. So
no, I'm saying like if they're not gonna come out with, I guess more mature titles for that brand, I really don't care. Like I'm sorry to say that. I just don't.
Well, they just add some poop jokes. I'm interested.
Out of your ass anyway, Frank.
No, whatever. Dungeon Buster
says, all I heard of that was your ass anyway, Frank. I'm like, I don't think I want to hear how that sentence started.
Dungeon Buster says, I think there's a Yo-Kai Watch show coming out too. We said yes next week.
Yeah, so. they're starting it on the
All Dungeon right, Bush. Eric, last story, please.
This is from Gamatsu. RPG Maker MV launches on the 23rd of October. And that's pretty much it. But it does say that users who pre-purchase the game on Steam on the RPG Maker official website will save 10%, making the software $72.99 at launch. It's a development tool, so that's why it's expensive.
Yeah, I mean, I saw an article about it on, like, it was either Destructoid or Kotaku, where it said, you know, the game, you know, the software where you go and create the RPG of your dreams, or if you're anything like me, you'll dick around with it for 3 days and then never touch it again. it's like that pretty much sums it up for me.
Yeah, compared to all the other releases, this one actually looks substantially updated.
Yeah. I give them credit for coming out with something like that. I
mean, it sounds fun to make an RPG, but then you have to think about how much detail and little things you have to put into it.
I mean,
it's a massive
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's a massive undertaking, but it's like, first off, you have to have a good story, and most people are not good writers.
Well, I was just going to point, or
they can't afford to get good ones.
I was just going to point out, like, you'd have to come out with a novel first, pretty much, right? Like, you have to
know. It's actually more than a novel typically, if I'm not mistaken.
I think you could get away with, like, maybe making a novel and making the world based on that novel. Like, I think you could make an RPG.
I think it kind of depends on the scale of it. I mean, if you wanted to do something, like, Chrono Trigger was a much shorter RPG than, like, it's like smaller in scope, you know, than your average Final Fantasy thing.
Yeah.
But actually, a friend of my, you know, my friend who lives over in Japan, he actually came up with his own idea for, like, his, you know, like a Final Fantasy title. Like, that's basically like the idea. I mean, here's like, you know, like a couple of sentences. But basically, like, the summons, you know, were the old gods. And they were the creators of the world, and they've hibernated. And as the world has, you know, they seeded the world, and as technology has grown more and more advanced, there's no more magic is fading, technology's taken over, and you have someone who's like who wants to revive the gods. You know, basically a good person who wants to revive the gods and bring back magic, not understanding like what this will cause, but like these gods, they go from world to world and repeat this process. And I was like, that's a really cool idea.
It's an interesting premise. It has to be fleshed out. Like,
oh, yeah, it is. I mean, there's a lot more detail that I haven't gone into, but I'm trying not to take too much time.
Yeah. They're talking about like Break and Dungeon are talking about like making your own RPG. It sounds fun, but until you start doing it, then it's not so much fun anymore. I agree with that. Like
Well, that's why like you see stuff like, you know, smaller games like and stuff that doesn't actually involve combat, like The Witch House or whatever it's called. I mean, that was a neat little horror game because everyone wants to make the next Corpse Party.
Mm. Yeah, you know, like it's just interesting, you know. It's like but I every time I get a game that has its own like level maker or anything like that, I like what you were saying, I dink around with it for a few hours and I'm like, okay,
you make dicks everywhere, don't you?
I'm not that talented to do that. You know what I mean? Like I can't do that type of shit. So I like playing other people's levels on those type of games. Like a great one was Little Big Planet. Like they did a lot of fun stuff with that.
I just don't, it's like, and then, you know, when I see things like people are doing all these amazing things like Super Mario Maker.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's, you know, that's cool. That's all well and good. But I don't have the patience to, and like, I just don't have the patience or the ingenuity to come up with shit like that.
Yeah.
I'm like, you know, people are like, it's like, you know, I've had friends tell me, it's like, you're a great writer. It's like, I'm good at writing dialogue. It's like, if you give me a premise, I can write some good dialogue. Mm. But actually conceiving of a story start to finish, I'm just not good at that.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. That's the end of the news today, guys. That's, that was pretty quick on the news. I'm pretty excited. No homie discounts looks like this week. Unless anybody chimes in with anything. Any Twitter questions, Break?
Actually, since I haven't had a working phone, well, my phone is like working, but it's a temporary phone. It sort of works. It works better than the phone that was that was calling people and hanging up on them.
Nice.
Let me see here. Let's go back on Twitter. Let's see what here. Star Wars films best to worst according to Freak 5 Cast. 5, 3, 6, 4, 2, 1.
5, 3, 3?
Yeah, so I said 5, 3, 6, 4.
Okay,
two,
okay,
one.
Okay, 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 okay. Sorry.
Five, okay.
I'm getting my trilogies, you know, mixed up because I'm thinking 3 is Return of the Jedi, and that wasn't a great movie.
You know what? No. I think this is going to be controversial, especially on this show. I think I agree with them. I was thinking of the
so wait, what was the order again? Five, three.
For sure, because that five is Empire.
So Empire, Revenge of the Sith.
That's a good one.
Return of the Jedi, New Hope, Attack of the Clones, and then Phantom Menace.
Yeah, I agree
put
with that.
Attack of the Clones firmly in the very bottom. It was
really
worse than the Phantom Menace.
I don't agree with that. I think Phantom Menace was the worst.
I don't know. The whole love scene aspect with
it's
the
not even just
Padme
that.
And
like,
Anakin
the
was
Phantom
just
Menace
cheesy as fuck.
Well, it was, but it's like the Phantom Menace, it followed the tradition. I mean, it was like really awkwardly paced, but it at least followed the Star Wars, you know, I mean, it carried through its narrative in, you know, in a Star Wars way. The Attack of the Clones, though, it just meandered all over the fucking place, and I was just like, I am so fucking bored.
Yeah, yeah, those movies were not good. The third one,
the third
episode
I enjoyed. I mean, it's like it's hokey, but it's like, you know, there's that, I think we discussed before, there's that fan edit that essentially reduces the, you know, the entire content of the first film to the lightsaber duel at the end, and then it, you know, it cuts to a few bits and pieces of the second film, and then it, you know, it covers the third film, and I was like, that's pretty much the entirety of what's valid, you know, of what's worthwhile in the, you know, in the prequels.
Yeah. I wish Waylon was here, because I have a question. What becomes of Darth Maul? Because, you know, in Phantom Menace he dies, but in the Clone Wars they bring him back, and the Clone Wars is canon, and the Clone Wars kind of ended.
You know about
before
him
before they answered what they did with Darth Maul.
Yeah, you so. Know you know about the whole like
Disney
whole,
kept
hang on,
Clone
Eric,
Wars
hang on,
stuff.
No, Clone Wars is still canon, but do you know about the whole thing where the original released cuts of the movie did not have Darth Maul getting cut in half?
Really?
Huh. Yeah. Like some theaters saw it without him getting cut in half, and other ones did.
That's interesting.
I don't know that.
I mean, I can always
like, seriously? I saw the footage of it.
I remember
like,
the,
yeah.
I remember the one I saw had him cut in half.
Yeah, yeah. Me too.
That's what's on all the Blu-rays and DVDs.
You can always get around like bringing characters back with cloning, right? I mean, that's
kind of an easy answer.
They didn't bring him back with cloning. He survived being cut in half.
No, I'm saying for all the Darth Maul fanboys and fangirls out there, which there are a legion, it's possible to bring those characters back.
I'm saying according – the Clone Wars is canon. At the end of Clone Wars, Darth Maul was very much alive.
Yeah.
What's become of Darth Maul? That's what I'd like to know.
I remember that when the trailers –
Maybe he's really Kylo Ren in disguise.
But it's like I remember when they first did the trailers for Episode 1, where where they had him dubbed over from Ray Park's voice. It was like, you know, at last we will have revenge and all this kind of stuff. He's such a cool looking character, and then you see that the big shot of him with the dual lightsaber. It's like, this is gonna be so badass, and then there's mm-hmm. like they do nothing with him.
Yeah, I know, and that was a missed opportunity. Like
such. Yes, I mean, such a misfire.
And I don't know what he did in the Clone War TV show at all.
They used him really pretty badassly, I'll say.
Really?
In the Clone Wars TV show.
Huh.
Yeah, I mean, I never got into that. I never watched, really, the Clone Wars show. Right. I mean, I always heard great things about it. But
enough nerd Star Wars talk.
Or Rebels, for that matter.
This is a show about RPGs, as if we're not nerds.
Right.
If you're not nerd enough, I'll just say, in the Clone Wars, he has a scheme to take over the planet of Mandalore. Mm. So, right. So you can nerd out on that.
And here we go. I'm going to show my nerd cred here. I'm almost positive I know the race that Darth Maul is. He's a Mabrak.
What?
Yeah.
Whatever.
That's right. That particular species of humanoids with the funky spines all over their heads, they're Mabrak.
Dungeon
Buster. I can't remember what they're called. He
Knights of the Old Republic.
Dungeon Buster.
I know he was given his power through magic. Well, his brother was, I should say. He was given the ability to wield the Force through magical power. He wasn't actually a natural Force wielder.
Yeah, Dungeon Buster says Clone Wars is great. Rebels is good too. Both should have RPG games made for them.
Okay.
I agree.
Dungeon Buster, hang on. I have to quote Dungeon Buster here as well. He does a little callback to our other thing about an RPG. Frank Hughes says, "I have the high ground on Moria Mug's harmonica. It misses."
Yeah, exactly.
Nice.
Exactly.
He didn't activate his field power bonus from Nugio.
Yeah, I didn't activate my exile power either. Don't make me bust out that. That's super powerful. All right.
But you don't get any XP from defeating me when you use that.
Goddamn right I do. I get XP for anything I do in that game.
You don't
If you make an enemy run away, you don't get any experience for defeating it. That's how it works, dude.
All right. Any other Twitter stuff?
It's weird though. In Lunar, there's a ability called Black Dragon Grief, which basically works like Final Fantasy's and X-Zone ability, but it actually kills them and it counts as a kill, so you get experience for it anyway.
All right, go ahead.
That's only the PSP remake I'm talking about, though.
I want a special move like griefing, like just like taunting them and saying shitty things about their moms and stuff like that. Like, that's an ability.
Your sprite goes over and teabags.
Yeah, as soon as they get knocked down, you jump on them, teabagging them real quick. He says, Freak5cast says, I agree with Eric. I hate questions of favorite. This is what we were talking about last week. Liking one movie doesn't mean you have to like all other movies more or less.
No, I agree, but it's interesting because there's always that movie that people go back to, right? And it's kind of their favorite movie.
The thing with like lists, like favorite lists and stuff like that, it gets people talking, and that's why we do it.
That's
really.
That's why people are paid to write listicles, because they get hits.
Right. It's like
I saw one today about like all of David Fincher's films rated worst to best to worst.
Mm-hmm. Right, and you want to know that, and you take the clickbait, right? I mean,
I looked at it, and I was like, okay. I mean, I could go with most of these.
I go down that rabbit hole all the time. Like, I'll be looking at something on Rotten Tomatoes, and it'll take me to a link to Zergnet or something, and I'm like, you know, I look at all those stupid stories. They're just it gets people, I guess, listening. I hope it gets people listening. I mean,
that's what we should do. We should promote the RP grinders beforehand, but we're going to list off the best, like something really contentious, like the top Star Wars movies.
Ooh, I like that.
We'll get, we'll advertise this episode. We discuss the best Final Fantasy games.
Break next week. That's what we're doing, dude. Each of our, because none of us really specified, like we were just kind of discussing that. The best Star Wars movies, best to least favorite, yeah. Each of us. And then promote that. See if we get any more listeners, man. I'm sure we will. Huh.
Yeah.
Promotion.
It works for websites. It ought to work for podcasts.
Right. Exactly. Exactly.
I was just going to promote our show, I was just going to say big titted bitches. Nipples. Full frontal nudity. Insertion.
Live lewds.
We don't actually have any big titties to show, except for like man boobs, and I don't think people actually want to see that.
You weren't listening. I said big titty bitches. Right. I have a dog in here.
Right. There you go.
That's a bitch.
I suspect those are not particularly big titties.
I guess for a dog, maybe. I don't know.
unless she's pregnant, they're probably not very...
Smoke and mirrors, okay. Man.
Average-sized titty bitches.
Right. Itty-bitty titty bitches. There you go.
Itty-bitty titty bitches.
There you go.
I'm sure that gets links. I mean, fucking the types of porn out there. Like, if you do, like, searches for favorite searches of porn and stuff, you'll get, as you get to the – go lower and lower, you start seeing some things that are like, oh, my God. And then it's like, oh, my God, that's real?
Yeah, there's something out there for everyone, dude.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's yeah.
I've seen an ass used as a BB gun.
Yeah. All right, MXT left the chat.
Who hasn't?
All right, anything else?
We drove MXT away.
Yeah, we talked about
– oh, my God. We finally offended MXT?
He's allergic to itty-bitty titties. That's what it is.
I can't believe it. He's
back. He's Bill Cosby.
Bill Cosby is back. Yeah.
Oh, he heard itty-bitty titties.
Itty-bitty titties and Bill Cosby shows up. There we go.
Stay away, you rapist. Like, I don't know if you guys have seen that meme where it's like this blurry, like double vision picture of Bill Cosby. By the time you see this, it's already too late. Like, oh God, that's terrible. It's funny, but it's terrible.
Yeah. All right. Anything else on Twitter?
What did I say last? Oh yeah, there is one more thing. He says, I am going to let Frank Branch fish, but Shock Treatment had the best soundtrack ever. RHPS was a close second.
I don't know what he's saying, RHPS. What is that? Like, I saw that tweet.
Picture Show.
What's that?
Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Oh, I got you. Okay. No, I like the Crow soundtrack, man. The Crow soundtrack is...
Liked the Crow... if we're talking score or soundtrack?
Both. Yeah. Both, man. I like them both. Have you listened to the score?
I actually have the score and the soundtrack. Both
so do
on
I.
CD.
So do I. They're both.
I only liked a couple of, like, maybe three or four of the songs off the soundtrack.
Really? God damn, that thing was good almost from the back.
Like, it was actually the album that got me into Machines of Loving Grace. Mm. Too bad that was like pretty much the last good song they ever made. They had two good albums before that, though. Mm. The score was really good, mostly for that one theme where you're like, over the grave.
Don't sully that score with your nonsense, Mug. You leave that score alone. You butcher that shit.
I said that,
man.
Was like the best part of the score. I was just trying to illustrate for you the part I was talking about, dude.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. I love the score. The entire score.
Bill Cosby
really
says. How's everybody doing? What anybody
likes to
drink?
I got some chocolate pudding.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Anything else?
No, I'm sorry. Frank said I got some chocolate pudding. My bad.
Anything else? Anything else break on the old Twitter?
No, I'm coming up to a blank. Like, there are a lot of soundtracks and themes I love, but like, it's like right now.
Oh
like,
God, man! I really love the Crow. Right, the Crow anything. Soundtrack. It to me is like
for horror. I mean, it kind of depends on the style. Because, I mean, certain types of movie will have a very different style of soundtrack or different type of score. But one of the scores that I really liked in terms of just like horror, just like setting an atmosphere, was Alien 3.
Yeah, so
Elliot Gould.
I agree.
I think that movie is like it gets a lot of hate it probably doesn't deserve. And just given how much studio interference that the director got, and the fact that it was David Fincher's first feature film, you know, it's kind of amazing that the film turned out decent at all.
Yeah,
I did not like that movie.
All right.
First thing, Aliens was such an epic movie, such a great movie, and the whole point, like her rescuing that girl Newt, and then they kill her off before even showing her in Aliens 3. Like, what? Yeah. Like, she's dead?
Go,
wait a minute. They just rescued her? Now she's dead? The hell?
Check out the quadrilogy. Like, and listen to the director's commentary and like look at the special features. Like, all the – and I mean, when you see, like, how much – the studio fucked with him, and not just fucked with him, fucked him when dealing with that movie. You will get it. You will gain greater. Because I used to think the same way.
So this is like Spider-Man 3?
It might be. I don't know that much about it, but it was
Sam Raimi and Sony, like, came to head.
The original design stuff that they had for Alien 3 was amazing, because it was originally going to be it wasn't going to be like this prison facility. It was going to be a bunch of monks and this temple type setting that was completely made of wood, and the design stuff that was done for it was like, this looks amazing. But it's like the studio kept like that. We need this to happen. We need this to happen. We need this to happen. And it was like, essentially he had to break it down. It's like, I have to cobble together a working film out of what I've been able to shoot.
I don't know, like, even your theory, like, it kind of makes me think that I don't know if I'd still like it, because my biggest problem with Alien 3 was all the characters, for the most part, they were bald and they had like a British accent. They all looked and sounded alike to me. Yeah. There were only a couple that were distinct. So yeah. For the most, when they're dying and getting killed, like, it didn't matter to me at all, because I'm like, who was that guy? Who was that guy?
I get that. But I mean, it's like, it's one of those movies that when you learn more about it, it's like you it's a movie that requires context to appreciate. I'll put it that way. It's like, when you learn more about it, listen to the commentaries, see some of the behind the scenes stuff, and you see, like, okay, now it's like, I understand a little better what David Fincher was trying to accomplish, you get more of an appreciation for, it's like, how hard he had to work just to accomplish what he did.
MXT is exiled. He says his favorite soundtrack is the Power Rangers movie soundtrack that killed movie night. Exiled, you son of a bitch.
Yeah, and what
I thought he preferred Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
Yeah. And Ripper brought up something good. He says the Lost Boy soundtrack was pretty good. Yeah, it was great. That was really, really good, man. I like
Film score that I really liked, that it's like no one ever pays any attention to because the movie was basically forgotten, was Death Sentence. It's a Kevin Bacon movie. It's actually really good. Written by the same guys who did Saw. But soundtrack by the score by Charlie Clouser. It's one of those, you know, revenge type movies, but it's really grim, really somber. It's a very it's kind of a tough watch, like in the Black Hawk Down sort of sense. Yeah, I mean, it's a great movie, but it's just like, oh wow, this is like really, you know, it's very emotionally trying.
Yeah, like what's that one movie that came out a couple years ago, Lone Survivor? Like, I want to see it, but the title kind of says, oh, well, only one of these guys is gonna. Yeah. We're going to see a movie called Titanic, and oh wait, the hero died! Oh my god!
I remember seeing a comedian who was talking about, like, these teenage girls watching Titanic. It's like, but why would the ending have to be so sad? Fucking Titanic.
We're fucking talking about Titanic.
She really talk like that.
Yeah. No, that was the voice that the guy was doing.
Let's move on. We're short on time, guys. I want to get to real. You know what? Let's skip what we're playing right now, because then I really want to get to the Stinkos and Sweetos this week. So,
then maybe if we have time afterwards, we can get back to what we were playing.
Yeah, let's put that to the end if we have time. All right.
American Werewolf in London. Yes, I love that song.
Oh, that's a good one too, man. Ripper, that's a great one, man. That's not only a great
Werewolves of London again.
Yeah.
How about the Pet Cemetery by the Ramones?
Yep, that's a great song. I don't know about the whole soundtrack, but that's a great song.
Or from the Friday the 13th Part 6. Yeah, he's back.
The man behind the mask. Yeah, that's a good one too.
And he's out of control. Don't forget.
You know what's a great soundtrack is A Nightmare on Elm Street. I think it's 4 with Sinead O'Connor and some of those other Dramarama was on there. You know,
that I really like Freddy's theme. His theme's pretty badass.
Yeah.
Yeah, like it's got that little like synth. Kind of amusement and the terror,
kind of a Calliope sort of feel to it.
Yeah, there's a little whimsy in the mayhem there.
I didn't mean to stop the podcast. No, it's all good. I was getting a text from somebody that I'll be talking about in a minute, but let's move on to our stinkos this week, guys. Eric, do you have a stinko? Doesn't look like you have one written down there.
No.
All right, break. Stinko.
Yes, I have a stinko, and I'm going to mention this man once. I've mentioned him before. This is the last time I'm going to ever fucking mention this asshole, this glory hound. This guy's a fucking thug, and
Donald,
all he wants
Donald
is...
Trump? You're not going to never going to mention Donald Trump anymore?
No. Oh, okay. I'd like to not mention him either. But this guy, he's a thug. He should be in jail. Somebody needs to fucking lock this guy up and throw away the goddamn key.
So we are talking about Trump.
No. We are talking about George Zimmerman.
That fuck face.
Yes, he is a piece of human garbage. He is one of the worst pieces of shit that's ever walked this planet. The fact that he is free man is ridiculous. But this weekend, he decided to tweet a photo of Trayvon Martin's dead body.
Oh,
what? Oh, seriously? Nice.
Yes. He tweeted a picture of the man or the boy he killed.
Oh,
this is the last time I am ever going to mention this guy because what he wants is the publicity. He wants to be famous. He wants to be in the news. He wants people talking about him. Unless somebody can come up with like a cute little nickname I can call him, I'm never going to speak about him again because
the piece of shit. There you go. Yeah. Piece of shit. Just there you go.
He's human garbage. Just you murder a kid. You're talking shit on the internet. You're trying to incite fights. Just going around, just some of the other shit he's done. You know, domestic violence.
Yeah, domestic abuse. And yeah. I mean, he is human garbage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no two ways. But fucking, I mean. Tweeting a picture of the guy that you killed, the kid that you killed.
Yeah, not guy. Kid. He was 17 years old.
Yeah, what an asshole.
Yeah, that. I mean, I think that actually kind of redefines asshole to a certain extent.
Yeah. All right, Mug, your stinko.
I don't know if you guys have paid any attention to the weather, but Hurricane Joaquin is in the general vicinity of my location. Oof. And vaguely tied to that is that we're getting a weird shitstorm of rain. And we're actually looking at up to like anywhere from 6 to 18 inches of rain this weekend, which is...
Did your house come with flood insurance or...?
No, there's no flood insurance around here. Flood insurance is actually incredibly difficult to get because apparently insurance agencies are like, that's one of the most expensive things to cover.
Yeah, you have to get it through the government. The government has flood insurance. They're the only people that do flood insurance.
But yeah, we're on a flash flood warning for the entire weekend until Monday at 8 a.m. I was like, God, people are, if it happens, people are going to die. I mean, I'll be okay. We're in a fucking mobile home, but I'll be okay because we're on higher ground. But yeah, it's like if it happens, yeah, there's going to be a lot of people dead, which is really shit. aside from that, my wife is ill. She had another bout of vertigo, which kind of destroyed any plans that we had for the weekend. So, because she's incapacitated for the next couple days. Mm. Yet another mass shooting.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the great thing about this is that. since this shit happens so often, it's always too soon to talk about gun control.
Mm. Yeah, always. Like, I don't know.
Please, like, don't take your guns away.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see. Why does the media give this guy the time of day, Dungeon Buster says? MXT's going off on whatever. He wants P. Diddy as the president or Hulk. That's who he wants.
Hulkamania
is on George Zimmerman's side. I think.
Also, WWE 2K16 is going to be shit because it doesn't have any of the female wrestlers in it.
Doesn't have any of them at all.
Like, no, not even, and they aren't even planning them as having them as DLC.
Yeah, you're breaking up, man. All right, I'm going to go on to mine really. I'm going to try to do it as briefly as I can. I've never, in all my years of working, I never have been fired. But I now can say I've had the experience of being fired.
Welcome to the club.
Basically through no fault of my own. Like, it was weird.
Well, no, you're not my club.
Yeah, that's some horse shit.
Yeah, it's really weird. Like, I was an assistant manager at this Halloween City.
They found out you're an atheist, they fired you.
I don't know what the fuck their problem is. But I was an assistant manager, and I was supposed to, you know, close the store. Never closed, had very little. I had like maybe a 10-minute walkthrough on how to close the store.
Well, I spoke too soon. MXT knows more about it, apparently. But it does have some female wrestlers, but just none of the NXT girls.
Oh, all right. Whatever that means. But anyways.
They're more popular, but they're not in the game.
All right. You done, Eric?
Yeah.
You finished? All right. So anyways, I'm in the middle of closing, you know, doing everything by the book as far as I knew, and the computers crashed, so I couldn't really do anything more. I couldn't print up any other reports, but I was rocking and rolling, you know. I wasn't doing anything super bad or anything like that. And you know, I called the guy to let him know, the manager, the general manager of the store, and he's like, okay, that's cool, I'll just take care of it in the morning, no big deal, right? All right, cool. You know, no big deal. I'm going home. So I went home. Next day, I get a text. I need you. And this is my day off, mind you. Just keep that in mind. Day off. I need you in the store ASAP. So what are you guys thinking when you get a text or a message from your employer saying that they need you as soon as possible? Like, you fucked up really bad. There's a fire. You know, there was a robbery, you know, something urgent, right? That's,
or they're understaffed.
Right. And I wasn't in town. So I told him, I'm not in town. What can I do for you? So he calls me in the middle of this shit. And, oh, by the way, Eric, I just got your, I just got the game, dude. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. Finally got that in the mail.
I fucked up the first time. It's my fault.
Yeah, there you go.
But why did it take so goddamn long to get back is what, yeah, I want to know.
I don't know. Anyways, so I'm thinking, man, this is bad. Like, this is ridiculous. You know, it's something's going on. I got to find out, you know, what's going on. So he calls me and I pick up the phone and I'm, you know, not in town still. And he tells me, you know, you put too much change in the deposit bag. And I'm like, okay. I was like, is there a way we can talk about this when I get to work? He's like, he got all flustered. And he's like, you know, you don't get to tell me what to do. You work 7 days a week. And I'm like, excuse me? You know what? I think we need to talk about this more when I'm working, not on my day off. And then he just blew up from there. And eventually I just let him talk because he was just mouthing off. He demoted me and fired me in the same sentence. So I'm like, what the hell just happened? Like, I hung up shortly after that because I didn't even know what to say to the dude. Anyways, long story short, he immediately texted me back apologizing. He left me a couple of voicemails. You know, you're not fired, blah, blah, blah. I mean, I don't work that way. You tell me I'm fired, I'm fired. And for a seasonal job, fuck you. I don't need that shit, you know. I
so can, you were fired and then unfired?
Yeah, I was fired and then apparently.
So basically, the guy let his temper get it, you know, run away right. with him, and then he tried to do damage control.
Yeah, it's terrible management, right? And so yeah. I had a conversation with the guy above him. I don't even know what they call him, but he's like a regional manager, I think.
Yeah.
And I'm like.
District manager or something.
Yeah, like some type of district manager.
I mean, I'm going to quit after he tells me that, and because. If he calls you back to rehire you, then fuck no, because
yeah, right.
Just because this guy's obviously unstable and I can't trust you.
Right.
Better yet. You speak to the you're saying you speak to the guy above him. It's like I want his job.
Yeah, yeah. But they've known each other for years, so it's like one of those things. You know what I mean? Like it's Dungeon Buster says it right. It sounds like you're better off. I am, because the guy, like I told the general manager, you know, I don't want to walk on the eggshells, you know, and he was very apologetic. He's like, nothing like that is ever going to happen again. You know, like,
you're right. Cause I'm not coming back.
Well, right. I mean, I got fired, man. Fuck that. Yeah. I was fired. Like, I'm not going to, I take a man at his word, you know? And then if you want to rehire me, fuck you. I'm still not going to do that. You know? I mean, fuck that. You know? I don't need that. So, you know, it's just like, it's like they say, it's like, you know, I did everything I could possibly do. I even got an admission from that district manager that I was I had a really good work ethic, and you know, everything I did was okay.
Yeah, it's trying to keep you from just saying fuck this, I'm done.
Right.
And
right.
apparently it didn't work. So I mean, hey, dude, good on you.
Right. I needed the money though, and here's another thing. All right, I worked for basically minimum wage. Right. And I was supposed to be getting paid like $1.25 more than minimum wage as an assistant manager. Do you think they paid me that? No. Do you think they paid?
You showed integrity when you could have given right. in. So I mean, that's pretty.
And
sick
not
of you.
Not only that, I mean, on those grounds alone, like not having the proper pay, that's grounds alone for not coming back, right? And to boot, I didn't get paid for 3 days. I worked 8 straight days and I didn't get paid for 3 of them. One of them was supposed to be overtime. I explained all this and the district manager was like, well, this is the first I've ever heard of this. I'm like, yeah, it is the first you've ever heard of that probably, because that guy doesn't know what the fuck he's doing. You know, so fuck him.
And he's mentally unstable.
Yeah, and you'd have to walk on the eggshells. You know, he even said, oh, man, I'm sorry. I had a bad day in the text. And, you know, so-and-so called in and blah, 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 and all this. And he apologized, right? But I'm not – I don't want to go back to a place where I can pretty much expect if you get any pressure, guess who's going to be the take that nonsense. Not me.
Yeah.
I can tell you that.
Yeah, because, so. I mean, basically you're going to be, you know, no. I mean, I'm completely with you on that, dude. There's no reason to hang around for that kind of shit.
Right.
Basically, you're just like waiting for the other shoe to drop for him to lose his shit again.
Yeah, check this out. My check was $250 for 2 weeks. $250.
For 2 weeks?
2 weeks, because one of the weeks I wasn't there because – they didn't call me in. So half the time I was working, half the time I wasn't. I never knew my schedule. You know, he was on my ass all the time, micromanaging my every fucking move. I'm like, dude, did you hire an assistant manager or did you hire a whipping boy? Because I'm, you know, I'm not a whipping boy. So what do you expect? You know, fuck that place. You know, I don't recommend anybody work at a seasonal place. They really don't know how to treat people. You know, it's not right. MXT is exiled again, by the way.
Again?
Yeah. He said, by the power vested in me, I'd like to offer you the job of manager at the GameStop. Exiled.
Well, if you were working
at GameStop, you get a discount. You get a discount on games. Yeah, the problem is.
And you know what you're talking about, so you'd actually be a good.
And you don't have a soul to sell.
But so, even as – well, that's true. Even as a manager of a GameStop, you're still beholden to corporate, you know, to the dictums of the corporate masters.
Right,
so.
Right. And I hate it.
You have to tell the employees under you to pitch their strategy guide deals.
Yeah. Let me just say, if you can work for a corporate office, do it.
Yeah.
Boy. Yeah, I mean, and the thing is, what's funny is that, you know, you have people who do, you know, like I've talked to managers of several GameStops who are like, they're cool guys. Yeah. You know, they're like, yeah, this is just shit we have to do. If I want to keep my job, this is shit I have to do. And it's like, I completely understand that. I do shit I don't want to do for my, you know, for my job every goddamn day.
Yeah, no, I agree. Like, I got this fucking district manager texting me right now. Gripper says he should, we should call him. I should put his number on here. Fuck that guy, man.
Gripper also says the real reason is he used to be a cop and Frank found out. That's a real story.
No. Gripper, you need to say, every time you say something like that, you need to say, true story.
Yeah, true story.
Do I have to say it in a British accent?
No. It's like basically you have to sound like Pat Robertson. True story.
True story. Yeah. You got there, you know, we were
let me tell you.
Can I do instead of that? And now you know the rest of the story.
But you have to have sunglasses on to pull them down.
Right. Oh, man, it was horrible. I've never been fired. Like, I'm, you know, regardless of what you assholes think, I'm a guy of high integrity.
Dude,
you know,
we like to just give you shit. We know you're a guy.
Get out of here, man, son of a bitch. No, I have a good work ethic. You know, I get the shit done. You know, I'm a good manager. Like, I have a long history of being a good employee. It just fucking sucks. All right, my other stink of the week is Wifix caught a guy taking a picture of her ass. Yeah. She was shopping for me, and some dude took a picture of her ass, and she turned around. She found him with the camera pointed down her ass, and she goes, "Are you fucking kidding me?" And the guy just took off running. So
that's what I would have done. Right.
I would have totally taken a picture of your wife's ass and then taken off running.
Yeah. So that's that. Like, I put in my notes, it was probably mug.
Yeah, like I said, I only did that the one time, and
labeled. It's ridiculous.
I know. It's like, you know, but fuck just one goat.
Yeah. So there's that. All right, Moria, your sweeto.
My sweeto. Does Friday count?
No.
No. Okay, then I don't have a sweeto.
Yeah. Let's see what I'm trying to get. Fuck. I hate this shit. Anyways, he's texting me right now. He's like, he wants his keys back, but I'm like, I'm busy, man. Give me a fucking break. You know, Jesus Christ.
This is this is now your day off.
Right.
You can fucking tell him that this is now your day off and you know, you'll get them back when it's convenient for you.
Right. Yeah, like last time I checked, I don't work for you anymore.
Yeah. Right. I mean, that guy was really cool.
But be careful because sometimes companies
legally the keys do belong to them, but that doesn't mean you have to give them to them on a fucking Friday night.
Yeah. Right. Or Saturday for that matter. You know, fuck
like,
that.
I'll get them to you and say I'll get them to you next week and be done.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I feel like going there right after the show and just fucking throwing it and, you know, being done with it. Let's see. Sweeto, you didn't have anything else, Moria? That was it?
That was it. I'm good.
What about you, Break? Anything?
Breakman got some new toys today.
Oh. Breakman got himself laid.
Breakman got some new anal beads today. Yeah. All right, go ahead, Break.
They're the vibrating kind.
Right.
They're made of silicone, so they feel like real flesh.
Right.
Those are the best.
Yeah, all right.
Right.
Yes, they are. Then.
Go ahead, Break.
No, they said it.
Go ahead.
No, seriously.
Break is just happy to run with a joke.
Yes, right. Yes. So seriously, I got a new phone today. I haven't had a chance to hook it up and install it. That's why I haven't tweeted and celebrated and anything else. And I got an X-Bone.
Oh, yeah? Oh, right on, man. Congrats, man. That's
got me a 1 terabyte X-Bone with my Halo Addiction Master Chief Collection and a copy of Assassin's Creed.
Did they ever fix all the issues with the Halo Collection, the Master Chief Collection?
I have no idea. I got
mostly online issues.
I got to be able to get Cuphead, which looks fucking amazing.
Yeah. When's that coming out, by the way? Oh, yeah, next year. That's right.
Yeah.
I got it today, and I haven't had a chance to download any of the stuff. I was just getting it up and started right before the show started. From what I've heard, you have to wait for all the updates and everything. What I was told it was going to take me hours.
We're hearing you do it every week with Halo 5.
I know. I can't wait till Halo 5 comes out every week. It's going to be Halo 5.
Dungeon Buster says the Halo addiction is complete.
Microsoft about getting a code, but number one, I don't think they'd actually respond. Number two, I can't find their PR contacts anywhere.
Yeah. All right.
They have like 50 bajillion firms because they treat their entire website like the entire corporate website. So they'll bring up a sitemap of a list of contacts, and I don't know which one I actually need to contact.
That's why you mail all of them at once.
And
I
wonder if direct tweeting Nelson would actually yield better results.
Who knows, man? Although, I mean, I have to say that even though I don't play fighting games as much as I want to, as much as I used to, as much as I kind of wish I'd still had that fire for them.
It would be more fun if I had somebody to play with me in the same room. Like, yeah, playing online is all right, but in the same room is where, it's just not the same. I agree with you.
I mean, I totally agree. But I have to say that Killer Instinct has gone from, to, wow, they've really made this into a game with a roster worth noticing. You know, and apparently, the character, Hisako or whatever, the fucking creepy, J horror type character, who her entire thing is if in the hands of a character who knows how to play her, is fucking scary.
Mm.
It's like the entire thing is about counterattacks and shit like that. It's like basically the idea is to make you zoning games and and counterattacks. The idea being to make you afraid to attack her. But based on this whole thing, she's this creepy long black hair character, Japanese character with this rotted out kimono with a halberd. I'm like, that's an awesome idea. That's a great character design. Just a great concept for a fighting game character. And it's that alone makes me think, I need to play this game. And I have never had a chance to because I don't have access to an Expo.
MXT wants me to turn it into a wrestling angle with the key. He says, tell him you'll give him the key when he faces you in a death match in a cage, Dungeon Buster says.
Nice.
That's awesome. Yeah. All right. Go ahead, Mug. I'm sorry. I didn't mean
to. Well, no. I mean, that's basically all I wanted to say. There's enough content there for the game now that just makes me think, wow, this went from this is kind of not a bad little reboot to okay, this is a game worth taking seriously as a competitive fighting game.
I definitely want to play it when I get a chance, maybe. Yeah. Now I just got five or four old games I've played in love and a new game I've never played but apparently everybody hates. So. Yeah.
What's the name?
The Assassin's Creed
Unity.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, by now, they've patched out almost all of the bugs. So, I mean,
I got Unity on Games of Gold.
Mm. Yeah. Well, I'm gonna probably try that this week because in what you've been playing, which we skipped. I was gonna say I finished the game I was playing, so.
Yeah. I figured since I skipped Arkham Knight, waiting for the Game of the Year edition, I'm basically going to do the same for Assassin's Creed from now on. Since I skipped since I skipped Unity and Rogue,
do they do Game of the Years for those games?
They've done complete editions, you can generally find. But it's I'd rather just stick with that rather than paying for the brand new edition with all the all the DLC and everything, and like I said before, I'll never buy another Warner Brothers published game again at launch again.
Yeah. All right. Sorry, I'm dealing with some bullshit on the phone here after the show.
Oh, that's his way of saying he was ignoring you, Mario.
Yeah, and I was ignoring
you. I'm used to it. I'm back after 4 weeks.
Sorry. No. You guys are right. I actually have been ignoring because this is fucking stupid. It's fucking key, man. Like,
I can't believe like you're still going like, back and forth. Like, what, I mean, what is the back and forth? Like, yo, yes, no, bring no, it to me
wants,
now. No,
he wants to a key honest, right now, honest, but I'm busy.
That's why I took the pictures of Wiffix's ass. Just, yeah, exactly. Just to get Frank to pay attention. Right.
By the way, my Sweeto is getting fired. You know, so that's also my Sweeto. And we went to the mountains today, which are fantastic with the aspen trees turning leaves and stuff. So that's my Sweeto. All right, did everybody go through their Sweetos? Break, did you get through all of yours? The yeah, Xbox? Mug, you did yours, sort of.
I don't have one.
Yeah, mine was just Friday count. But are we not going to do? I mean, it's only 8:30. Are we not going to do what we're playing?
No, let's move on to reviews because I got to get this key to these people before they fucking.
Well, if you want to know, I've been playing a lot of shit. That's all I can say.
Yeah. I've been playing Metal Gear Solid 5 him, Phantom Pain.
Dude, what you need to tell him is you're doing a podcast. He can log on to the website and join us.
Yeah,
he can
listen. Yeah, he can listen. Or he can become one of our regular listeners.
Or he can download it and become a regular listener. Exactly. Yeah.
There you go.
Oh boy, Mark, you're exiled, you son of a bitch. I just saw what you wrote in chat. You son of a bitch, man.
Okay, and just my review, just because I'm not ashamed of what I wrote. To be honest, Wiffix's ass is worth risking arrest for. Damn,
that's actually pretty accurate.
Yeah, I was gonna say that. I figured you wouldn't really argue with me on that.
No, there's no argument.
MXT there, in chat says, tell him to call you and give him the show's number.
I should,
dude. That would be awesome.
Do it on the air. You know, yes! You guys. You guys would absolutely have to be like super quiet, like not say anything, and I'd be like, you know, whatever.
Every once in a while, he's like, "Did I hear snickering?"
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. All right, let's go on to reviews. Eric, can you please do your review? Please?
I'll do it next week if you want me to go through that quickly. Jeez.
Well, all right, I'll do my review really quickly. Attack on Titan live action movie sucks. Don't see it. They deviated.
I've heard they really screwed it up.
They deviated.
Well, it's not like the actual show is all that great anyway.
I like the show. The show's pretty decent.
If you like super extreme violent and melodrama shit.
I don't mind that. I don't mind that.
Like, it's a bad thing.
Yeah. I don't mind it at all.
It's not, but it's like I kind of want more because the show doesn't do a good job of explaining what's going on. And it's going to have that shonen problem where they just drag it on and on and on.
Yeah. I've heard that there's a problem that, you know, my friend who lives in Japan told me about that. Basically, like, it starts off really interesting. Then they do this thing where there's surprise about the nature of the Titans. It's like, oh, well, that's kind of generic and disappointing.
Mm. Well, I don't know about the nature of the Titans, but the nature of Aaron's situation is a little
long story short, they took a lot of the major plot lines from the anime and just shit all over them. Like they either didn't do it or they didn't do it right.
What I heard a lot of people say that they don't like the movie because it's not like the film, whereas some people might actually enjoy that.
I don't know.
Man. I mean, maybe it's better for someone like me who has no exposure to the series whatsoever.
I don't think you would like it, Mug.
I never read the wrong manga either. I don't know how it compares to the anime, so I don't know how that would even compare to the movie.
Yeah. Well, whatever. I give it.
And I wasn't going to drive all the way to.
Are the effects good at least?
I was just about ready to mention. I give it a 3 out of 10. They had some cool effects. Like the beginning Colossal Titan was awesome, you know.
Is that the one that's like the basically the skinned human thing?
No.
Do you think a red box would be safe if they red box it?
They're not gonna red box it.
They're not gonna red box a subtitle only movie? No, of course not.
They're not gonna.
Actually, haven't they done that before with letting the right one in?
But that's a major release, man. Yeah. Attack on Titan.
Actually, on Facebook, I'm Facebook friends with a woman who does the dub voice of Hange.
Yeah.
Of who?
Hange.
I don't know that character.
I don't know. I've never seen it, but I know that she's in Attack on Titan.
No, what a Facebook friend you are.
Jeez. I know, man.
Are you talking about Ashley Burke's character?
I have no fucking idea.
Frank gives this movie up.
Can you type her name in? Because I don't think you're saying it right.
I give it a
Hange, like hang with an E on the end.
I give it a
Are you talking about the movie? Did they dub the movie?
Dungeon Buster says, I give it a 3 half-eaten humans out of 10. Yes, that's a definite Attack on Titan reference.
So wait, are all 10 humans half-eaten? And or
there's actually 20 humans.
Dude, if you know anything about Attack on Titan, the Titans fucking eat people, man. They'll just eat them in half, like literally.
Actually,
like,
they don't really eat them because they can't even digest them. Like, that's how they kill. That's
McRib, chomp.
They're killing for fun. Learn that later.
Let me go on to my review real quick, and then we can do...
Oh, maybe that's what you were talking about, Moria, the nature of the Titans.
Yeah, it's, well, like it has to do with like certain people, I guess. Anyway.
Well, they're not really Titans per se, but they don't really explain it at all that much in the show.
Well, you haven't... Yeah.
But I was going to say, I don't know how many books you guys read, but thanks to some references from some horror-based podcasts that I listened to, I got referred to an author by the name of Scott Sigler. And he has this trilogy of books called The Infected Trilogy. It's Infected, Contagious, and Pandemic, about an alien pathogen that is not only intelligent – and you know, like rapidly evolving, also turns its victims into murderous psychopaths. And it's so I got these. I got the first book on Audible, and I've been listening to them. I'm about 3/4 of the way through the last of them, and I liked the first one so much that I was like, "Shit, I need to get because like I know I'm gonna want to listen to the other ones." So I went ahead and I made arrangements so I could. I had the credits to get the next two books, and these are really worth your time. Scott Sigler, it's Sigler. It's Infected, Contagious, and Pandemic. If you like sci-fi / horror, and you like plague, like plague and virus and infection type horror. Or just science fiction, then these are really worth your time, and you'll actually learn something in the process. Really good books.
Because you know the number one thing I want to do when I read for entertainment, Mug?
Well, the thing is, the reason I say that you'll actually learn something, it's like he'll talk about he goes into he'll have these short asides as to how the infection is working in this particular method. Mm-hmm. And it's like, okay, this is happening. The telomeres are doing, telomeres of this person's genes are doing this. Like normally this happens just during aging. And because this person is older, then it's not working as well as it should. So this person's going to dissolve into black slime while this other person is going to going to survive much better and cause much greater trouble later along the line. And it's just like, oh, okay, that's neat. I've learned a new vocabulary word. Now I'm curious as to what these things do in regular day, in just regular aging. Yeah. So, it's like there's a lot of – and also one of the great things about it is that it really puts the screws to people like anti-vaxxers.
Yeah. Dungeon Buster says, speaking of reading, it's Star Wars Son of Dathomir comic series that fills in what happened after his returning Clone Wars. He's referring to Darth Maul, I think. He had to look it up. He was curious. Okay. His OCD kicked in. Dungeon Buster's OCD kicked in. All right. You know what we're going to do, guys? We're going to do what we've been playing real quick, and then we're going to get out of here because I got to go. I got to take this stupid key back.
This is why I waited to do my review, because I knew you'd say that.
Well, it's either that or a review.
Are we going to do the cognitive biases, though?
No, we're going to skip that this week, too, man. I don't have time. I got to go take this key back, man. I don't want this dude
Motherfucking loser key.
Yeah. Give them their fucking key so they can choke on it, like in The Crow. All right, Eric, what have you been playing, man?
I've been playing Dengeki Bunko Fighting Climax. I only played a little bit more of it, so more of Legend of Legacy. I haven't really been playing it all that much, but it's one of those games that's going to take a long time to beat, and it's not very story driven. It's more exploration based. So I feel like I'm confident giving it a review, even though I've only got 10 hours of gameplay in.
Ooh, wow, 10 hours. All right, what else, Eric?
But also played the Wii U version of Freedom Planet.
Freedom!
Just expect a review of that soon. Then I played a little bit of Arcana Heart 3 Love Max on the PC.
Huh. Love Max.
Love I've never Max, played the baby. Other two, so I don't. I got lost in the story, but I have a feeling that the story is also incomprehensible anyway.
In the Love Max.
It's a fighting game. You don't really need one, but oh well. It's there.
Yeah.
I played a little bit of a game called Nova 111, which is kind of like a roguelike if it were a side scroller and you're on a little ship that, I guess it's a time travel machine too, but because you go through wormholes and stuff that go through space time. But in order to fight the enemies, like, it's turn based, so if the enemy's about to attack you, you gotta evade it somehow. And of course, the more complex they get as you get on, like, one can teleport to any part of the screen, drop bombs, so you have to watch out for those. It's kind of interesting. It's kind of like a roguelike if it were stripped of all the elements that make roguelikes undesirable.
All right. What else have you been playing, man?
A Kiss for the Petals, Remembering How We Met. That's a Yuri visual novel by Sekai Project, or Manga Gamer, actually. It's the only one in the series that is not an eroge, though.
What's the fucking point?
But the point is that it's probably best that they release this one first, because it features a couple that talks about how they became a couple, because the other games kind of don't. I guess it's a good introduction for the series.
Good backstory. Right on, man. That's cool. All right. Anything else, Eric, or is that it?
That's it. Right, I might have played a little bit of something else, but I played a little bit. It's not worth mentioning.
All right. Break, you're up next, man.
Okay. Since my phone has been dead, and I've been working with a crappy broken phone, but not as broken as the one that calls people randomly and hangs up on them and stuff. I've only really played one game. Oh, you weren't here. My phone went crazy on me. Started calling people and hanging up on them and stuff like that. It was great.
Sure. You were just butt dialing everybody.
Yeah. No. I was actually using the phone at the time. Like, I'm texting and all of a sudden it bugs out on me and starts. It had been doing that for maybe a month, but not to that extent. We're to the point where it started calling people. I'm like, okay, I need a new phone. So I've been using an old phone that is very crappy, and I upgraded because this phone was broken in the first place, but just not that bad. So I have played exactly one game all week. You haven't been here like for the month, and I was all excited because I've been playing Metro Last Light, and I really enjoyed the hell out of this game.
Yeah, it is a good game.
Oh, I did play one more game. I forgot.
You bastard.
Sorry.
How dare you?
Undertale. That's also a very good game. You should get it if you have a computer.
Undertale. Which one? What was that about?
It's the game about where you can choose to talk out battles instead of fighting your monsters and killing everybody and just being pacifist. You basically just talk to them until they're in a mood that you can just spare them and they'll run away. Give you money, you don't get experience. I'm hoping that later in the game there's ways of earning experience so that I can level up so that I can earn more HP and survive battles easier while doing my pacifist run. But I get the feeling that's the point of a pacifist run, to challenge yourself.
All right. Break. Let's have Break finish up here. Break, you were saying about Metro Last Light?
Yeah, so when Mori wasn't here, I finished Metro, the first one, and I didn't really like the game. I didn't hate it either. It was kind of in the middle. Whereas this game, I felt really a fantastic game. I've had a lot of fun with it.
Yeah,
I beat it for the story alone. I think you should play it. And you know how with the first Metro, I was definitely mocking like the bad accents they had in it and the voice acting, like the narrator really. Let me give you an example of the narrator in this one. I'm just going to read something from chat. Triangular, swords that speak to the infecti and drive him hard to psychopathic bouts of violence. only that was a little bit more energetic.
that was awesome, man. That was really good, man.
But whereas this game, they've taken the time. They've gotten, I guess, real voice actors or something. It kind of feels like the first one was what they could do, you know, without money, and this is the game that these developers could make with money.
I'm glad they had the chance to do both, you know.
Then they did like the, you know, collection or whatever, like this, you know, ultimate edition that has both of them on the newer consoles.
I'm wondering if they cleaned up a lot of the animation and a lot of the bugs that I had to deal with in the first one that just drove me nuts, like getting caught in objects and shit. Mm. And it has a little bit of the same problem that the first one did. As far as like where you're supposed to go, sometimes it's easy to get lost, but not to the extent as the first one. Yeah, faux Russian accent, man. but it's really easy to get lost in some stages.
Well, I mean, Last Light is a lot more linear.
Yeah.
I mean, and one of the nice – I mean, Last Light has some really nice atmosphere to it.
Yes. It has some generally kind of scary moments to it. And one thing I did not know playing the game until I beat it, that there's actually a moral counter going on that affects the ending. There are two endings to the game. Depending on how you play, you can get the good ending or the other ending.
Now, is it like really blatant like BioShock, or is it just kind of under the radar?
It was under the radar. I didn't really realize it was like going on. Like, basically, there are times in the game, like say, a beggar asks for money or something. If you're the kind of person that's willing to give that person money, and another time when there's an unconscious, a guy that's unconscious that's a threat to you, you could either just make sure he stays out or kill him. You know. And, you know, killing him's kind of the morally bad choice versus the, you know, just making sure he stays unconscious.
Yeah. And more, you know, morally gray than as opposed to just like, you know.
Yeah, well, I'm going to make sure you don't wake up. Sweet dreams.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else you've been playing, Break?
No, like I said, that was the only thing I could play this week because my phone's been shit. Yeah. So
I've been playing MPQ, of course. Like that's my Halo 4 right there. But Mug, what have you been playing, man?
The only game I've been playing is Metal Gear Solid 5: The Phantom Pain, which, as I mentioned earlier in chat, is the only Metal Gear game that has ever managed to bore me through repetition. Mm. It's a good game. Like the engine itself is good. The gameplay.
So you're
is
not
fine.
Into S&M then?
It's just, I wish there were more, like, you know, one of the nice things about Metal Gear Solid games is that they've always been, had, like, really memorable boss fights, and there's, like, none
Zero.
Of that. None of that in the Phantom
Yeah,
game.
I think...
And I haven't, I'm only mission 23, so I've only just opened up FOBs, like, field, forward operating bases. And the man on fire, I keep looking at him, I'm like, that's fucking Volgan from Metal Gear Solid 3. Don't tell me if I'm right or wrong. I don't want to know, but I think it's Volgan.
You're wrong.
Fuck you. Bastard. I was enjoying the mystery. I was like, it looks like the same damn outfit. You fucker. I hate you.
This is what I like to think of the series.
You are no longer my favorite RP grinder.
I think
I was.
He had a secret crush on you, Break. That's
yes, but it's all gone now. You've wasted it. You squandered it, motherfucker. But the other thing I was going to say that I've been—I don't know if you guys noticed that there's been some minor progress made towards hacking the PlayStation Vita and the PlayStation Vita TV, more specifically. I do have one. I bought it used. For like $25-$30. And I've been tinkering around with that. And it's kind of neat to play with. But there's a whitelist patch so that you can enable games to run that wouldn't otherwise run on it. Yeah. Like I've got Silent Hill Book of Memories, and that works, which it's a game that otherwise normally wouldn't. And I've got to do some more tinkering so I can get like PlayStation All-Stars Battle Royale, the Vita version, just to see if I can run it. Cause, I mean, I've got the PS3 version. It was one of those like cross-buy things. You buy one, you buy the other.
Hey, by the way, the bosses in Metal Gear Solid 5 mug, those are going to be DLC. So
you'll yeah, it's like the only boss fight to speak of has been a fight against.
Actually, no, because they don't plan on doing any story DLC.
Would you just let him believe that,
Eric? Bastard!
No, that's already been out on the internet. I'm sure he found out already.
Eric,
no, Eric.
Eric, quit pissing on my dreams. But right. No, like the only boss fight of any note was like the fighting against the skulls, and while that was neat. It was not fighting against like the End or the Fear or Psycho Mantis or Vulcan Raven or even like, you know, Fat Man or any of that shit that, you know, from the previous games. And it's just like, this is a really, really good game that probably needed another 6 months to really nail down. Mm. Like, I like the game and I'm still playing the hell out of it, but you know, like it's, I could
why,
do
why
with
do
a
like,
little.
Why do you like
the game? Was rushed, and they even plan on doing a third episode, which is not going to happen now because
why do you
apparently
like,
none of that DLC is planned.
Why do you like the game if it lacks anything that the other games have?
Because you can like the mechanics of a game.
Oh yeah, I mean the mechanics
time you spend in the world, but
yeah. Did you play Ground Zeroes at all?
Yeah, I think I briefly fucked around with that game.
Did you enjoy the gameplay of it?
Yeah, I don't mind. I don't mind almost any of them.
And that was kind of my thing. It's like I liked the gameplay of Ground Zeroes. And it's basically it's Ground Zeroes in an open world with a whole lot of Peace Walker's base management and development stuff built in.
All right,
and it works. Like you get the tapes and everything, and it's like it's nice to find stuff like that. Like I've got Joy Division's "Love Will Tear Us Apart," playing when I fly the helicopter in. It's like, yeah, that's cool, but it is missing something that to me makes Metal Gear Solid a true Hideo Kojima game. Like that weird, slightly off the wall. Storytelling aspect of it,
yeah,
and it's obvious that it was released probably before it should have been. It's still fun. I still like it. You know, I like that. You know, I like the gameplay of it. I like the expansiveness of it. But it is missing a certain something, a certain je ne sais quoi, if you will, that
can
other
Konami and MXT. Yeah.
Yes, yeah. We can blame Konami and MXT. MXT, this is all your fault. You are the reason that there's no one on par with the boss in MGS5.
There you go. All right, that's going to do it for this edition. Mug, do you have any plugs?
Other than the Scott Sigler's Infected series, again, check it out, Amazon or, on Audible or Amazon, check it out. It's good books. You can find me on, Twitter. It's at Moria Mug, MORIYAMUG.
All right. Eric, your plugs, please.
Oh, crap. Frank's boss just joined us in chat.
Nice. That's awesome. Anyways, you can find me on Twitter at EricRPG, and you can find several reviews on various sites, but ones of recent note would be Boston Master Brigade. You can find a review of Estados there, the port for PC anyway. And then there's TotallyGN.com, VogNetwork.com. Hopefully that review of X-Play's Lost Memories will be up soon. And I plan on putting some more up there. And then there's GameTactics.com. I'm going to be reviewing Lego Dimensions.
Yeah.
Once it gets here, anyway.
All right.
But, and there's my YouTube channel, Funny T-Man. I procured a can of LeBron's mix of Sprite. So I'll do a review on that.
All right. Anything else, Eric?
Nah, that's it.
Break.
Huh? What? I'm sorry. What are we doing now?
I just kicked my former boss out of chat.
I'm sorry, I'm in chat enjoying the hell out of the show.
Keith Sutherland's not a voice actor. He shouldn't be there. That's all I have to say.
He's actually good, man. I like Keith Sutherland.
Right. When it comes to voice acting, he's not a real voice actor.
Like what Jim Sterling said is like, only Kiefer, basically, like Kojima said something along the lines of, only Kiefer Sutherland could have pulled off Venom Snake, and it's like, and Jim Sterling said, really? Because I think most voice actors can pull off not talking.
I wouldn't have minded him being replaced. I don't think David Hayter needs to do Big Boss, considering David Hayter also does Solid Snake. And they're two different people.
They're clones, but it's like,
such vastly different lives that they've been affected by those lives.
But that's not how that works, though. I mean, clones are essentially twins, and twins, they're genetically identical, and they have I've met some identical twins. One of my best friends, actually, my best friend who lives in Japan is an identical twin, and they have virtually identical voices. That's why in the Japanese, Big Boss and Solid Snake had the same actor, Akio Otsuka.
Mm. My cousins are identical twins too. Yeah, they're my cousins. I've known them my entire life. I still get them confused.
Mm. Yeah. All right.
They sound exactly alike.
Break your plugs, man.
At @break_man. At Stealth and however many underscores he has, and I don't have to
fix this underscore ass.
I don't have to plug Moria because he's here today.
Right?
Yay!
Well, and you still RP have Grinders. To plug Moria.
And my phone's going to be set up hopefully tonight or tomorrow, so you can.
Wait, what kind of phone did you get?
Oh shit! What did I get? I forget.
Yeah,
it's
this
a new
game,
Android, but I forget which one it is.
Does he go through several code names? Because I've heard Venom Snake, Punish Snake. Like, which one is it?
Punish Snake?
Punish Snake was pretty much mentioned at the beginning, and I haven't seen it mentioned since.
Mm.
Like, is that the SNMN snake?
Was that the snake that was in Ground Zeroes, though?
It's like that was the snake that was in the hospital, and like basically like where the one that they made the meme about, it's like Metal Gear Solid 5, the Phantom Pain at first stage. Where you're basically like, the guy who's can't walk is Quop 2, Quop 2, basically the guy who can't stand up.
Yeah.
Although he goes from that, like in the first mission of the game, he goes from like, I can't stand up to, I can get around pretty damn well in the space of like 2 seconds when the game, when the game calls for him to.
Mm-hmm.
All right, what else, Break?
I can't fucking remember what phone I just got. God damn it. I've been so focused on my Xbox. I wasn't even thinking about it. That's all.
It's a Windows phone. That fucker.
Yeah. All right. I want to plug, Pochasek's book, Flesh Without Soul. It's an awesome book. And it actually has me in the book too. I'm patient zero. If you can believe that. I kicked.
Oh, we can believe you're patient zero.
Yeah. There you go. go check it out, grab a copy of it, at Pochasek on Twitter, Pochasic. He is awesome. He's an awesome dude to follow on Twitter too. So, check out that book, and check out Wicked Radio Network, of course, RP Grinders. Tell your friends about RP Grinders. Maybe you have some RPG playing fools that you hang around with, Tell him to give us a listen.
Wait,
and tell us what
they think. MXT says in chat, I miss Bill Cosby and Frank's boss. Wait, are Bill Cosby and Frank's boss one the same?
Oh.
Was Frank French is working for Bill Cosby?
Frank's wait.
The mystery continues.
Bill Cosby is Frank's boss.
Oh, get out of here. No, I right now, the way I feel, I probably would prefer Bill Cosby to this asshole as my boss.
Let's get some jello pudding, and that's how you close the store.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
All right. You got to smear the door. You got to smear the door with jello pudding.
I can't believe my life has devolved to two dueling Bill Cosbys on my fucking show, man. All right. Without further ado, that's going to be it for this week, guys. Thank you so much for joining. Thanks, everybody in chat. Gripper, Dungeon Buster, And that's it. Oh, MXT was in there too. And my boss, hey,
boss. Don't
my boss, my boss was in chat, and Bill Cosby was in chat. So thank
you. Oh, I know, Bill Cosby. We make so much fun of you, but it was an honor you were here with us.
Yes, thank you for coming in chat.
I only say that because I'm not a woman and you didn't rape me.
Right on. All right, guys, thanks for coming. Stay safe this weekend. We want to see you back here next week. We are out.